Good morning, sisters and brothers. My name is Skylar Rhodes, and I want to welcome you this morning to our wonderful worship podcast. This welcome comes not merely with my voice, but with the voice of the whole Christian community at Petaluma United Methodist Church, and especially with the voices of those who work so hard to bring this to you. Today, we gather in the shadow of Pentecost on the first Sunday of June in 2021, and you are welcome not just here through the ether, but any place, any time, and any way in this church and the life of these people. Welcome, and let us center our hearts as we prepare to receive the call to worship.
Call to worship. This day we come to worship God together. We come in love. We gather in hope. We open our hearts and our spirits to God and to all who seek to walk in love. So come, let us rejoice in the love we have for one another. Come, let us give thanks for the beauty of this day. And come, dear friends, let us join our hearts in praise and celebration of God's great work through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Please join me in our call to confession. Sisters and brothers, the truth is that we all have something we need to confess. Each one of us is carrying the pain, the burden, and the sorrow of our mistakes and our misdeeds. Each one of us is in deep need of God's forgiving and amazing grace. So let us go, you and I. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us give our burdens and our struggles to the one who can hold it all, our sovereign God. Come, let us pray.
Holy God, our hearts are open before you in prayer on this day. Our spirits reach for you in the wonder of this day. And on this day, Lord, we come humbly to confess our many sins and errors. You know, blessed love, that we are far from perfect. You know, Holy Spirit, that we are wounded and hurting. And in the light of your knowing, we come to confess it all. Loving God, we have done and said things that hurt and wound. We have hardened our hearts so that we can ignore the plight of the poor. We have, in all honesty, God, not been the church you call us to be. Have mercy on us, we pray. Forgive us for our narrow wants and desires, and open our hearts to the needs of all people. Help us, we pray, to see that when someone or anyone suffers, we all suffer. Teach us how to risk great things for your magnificent purpose. And in all, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. Hear our prayers, we beseech you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God's forgiving grace reaches even in this moment to embrace us all. Let us open our hearts to receive the amazing gift of forgiveness in the name and the way of Jesus. Amen.
I will be reading from Psalm 138. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted your name and your word above everything. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, for they have heard the words of your mouth. They shall sing the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he perceives from far away. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. For the Lord will fulfill his purpose to me. Thy steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever.
Our scripture reading is from Mark. And the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother."
What a great day to be together in any way that we can. Amen. It's a joy to be with you today. Would you pray with me as we begin to unpack the text today? Holy God, we come as your people to search the sacred text brought to us through the generations and the millennia, and we give you the thanks and you the grace as we do so. And as we hear and as we speak, may the meditations of our common heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, God, for you, and you alone are our rock and redeemer. To you and to you alone do we owe our allegiance. Amen. So I wanted to share that 28 years ago, when my wife Lisa and I found out we were going to have twins, we were a bit shocked. Twins didn't seem to run in our family. What do we know, right? Anyway, we immediately began to look for ways to economize. I mean, right? Twins? They're expensive. They cost twice as much as a single child. Even more, because have you ever bought one of those strollers made for twins? Well, anyway, we looked at our family spending, and the first thing that came to both of us that had to go was cable television. I mean, kind of a no-brainer. We enjoyed it, but yeah, we sure as heck didn't need it, so we snipped the cable. And today, we still don't have cable TV. And every once in a while, you know, I start wondering, you know, maybe we should get cable again. And then, as life would have it, I end up traveling for work or other reasons, and I end up in a hotel room where they have cable TV. And I spend a couple of evenings cruising the channels, and I say, oh my gosh, thank God we don't have cable TV. I mean, at home we get maybe four channels of mostly junk. And with cable TV, you get hundreds of channels of mostly junk. Am I right? And there's more. The result of this, for us anyway, has been that we accidentally missed out on the bifurcation of America. We missed out as the Fairness Doctrine, which is a law that required media outlets to present actual news without making money on it, was repealed in the early 80s. We missed out on the rise of Fox and MSNBC and other ideologically centered media outlets. We missed out as the media folks realized that creating conflict is a great way to make money. We missed out on the increasingly shrill pronouncements of alleged journalists who spouted more ideology than actual news. And we missed out as the division in our country deepened and grew. I bring this up because this past week I traveled again for personal reasons and I saw this. And as a result of ideologically driven so-called news, our nation and our people are increasingly divided, and it's even happened in our church. And as I survey the wreckage of division around us, this passage from Mark grows starkly clear to me. Hear this one more time. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. And then indeed, the house can be plundered. Friends, I believe that today we're at a unique time in history and that we are being presented as Christian community with a powerful opportunity to witness to the world the truth that the most important thing in, around, and among us are relationships. Indeed, this church, these buildings, the whole United Methodist Church, all of Christendom exists so that we might be in relationship with God and with one another. If our relationships are broken, we are being tied up so that the demons of division can plunder the garden of our unity. The strong man that has been tied up, dear ones, is a strong man of our mutual love, our commitment to each other over and above our disagreements. The strong man has been bound by the cords of discord. The strong man of our deep connectedness and common purpose has been bound by the profit margin of division and conflict. Now, you know, let's not, of course, be naive here. We're going to disagree. It's inevitable. It's a part of our human interaction. Indeed, not only will we disagree, we might even at times succumb to being disagreeable. Can I hear an amen there? But dear friends, you and I, as Christian community, we belong not to the right or to the left. We are not liberals or conservatives. We are not tied to any ideology. We are committed to following the way of Jesus Christ. And in Christ, there is no left wing or right wing. There is only the sound of angels' wings beating out a rhythm of grace as we follow the Master together. And friends, you know, we know the way of Jesus. We know the way that God is calling us to go. Right? Many of us have been taught this since infancy. It's the way of agape love, the way of communal love. This is the way of extravagant compassion. This is the way of forgiveness. This is the way of justice. This is the way of grace, which is really the churchy way of calling us to cut each other a lot of slack. This is the way of sticking up for the poor and the disenfranchised. This is the way of self-giving love. This is the way of Jesus. It is our way. And following these ways may have consequences for us, as they have for Christians throughout history, but in and of themselves, they are not tied to any temporal or earthly ideology. We are in the unique position of being called today to witness this way to the world. We're being called to show what it means to be in relationship with each other and with our sisters and brothers, no matter what. Friends, the love that we share is deeper than that which seeks to divide. The love that we share is broader than the distance that our differences seek to create. The love we share is stronger than the forces that seek to separate us. Friends, the love we share is the very substance of God, for God is love. Amen? So what do you say? Beginning here, today, now, shall we pick up the mantle of God's love and witness to the world that unity is not only possible, it is indeed the way forward for us and for all of humanity. And remember, as I say that word, unity, it doesn't mean conformity, right? It means dynamic, loving, caring, and mutual accountability and affection. It means embracing diversity in all its forms and shapes. It means putting our relationships first. Our relationships, again, with God and one another. For indeed, they are one and the same. And it starts here, today, with you and me, with us. So we need to ask ourselves where division has entered our lives. Where, we need to ask ourselves, is the strong man of love and compassion being bound by selfishness and greed? We need to challenge ourselves to step away and witness to the powerful, uniting, accepting grace of God's love in Christ Jesus. I know the questions get asked. How can we have any effect? Let me assure you that you matter. Your work, your words, your actions make a much bigger difference than you will ever know. So let us begin anew. Let us walk with Jesus. Let us follow that old song that says they'll know we are Christians, not by our doctrine or our rules, not by which side we choose, but they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love, by our love. Amen. Would you pray with me? Holy God, we do not come as ones who are perfect, as ones who have all the answers. We only know this, that in your love we have our being. In your forgiveness and grace we have reason to be. In our relationships we come together to form personalities, not just of individuals, but of a community. And it's for that community that we pray this day. God, we pray for this church, for the community of Petaluma, California. We pray for the community of California and for our nation and for our world. May we each and all know that our own well-being is not found in our self-fulfillment, but in the well-being of others. And may we know and may we live into the reality of God's love everywhere. May we give ourselves fully in this love. And as we seek to be this community called church, God, we know that we do come as people who have individual experiences, people who truly do stumble and suffer, people who grieve, people who walk in pain. And God, we pray for each person in our community and everywhere, God, who are suffering grief, who walk in the pain of broken relationships, people who go everywhere, God, knowing that their pain is not unique, but is unique. And so we ask that you bind us together with the cord of love. We ask that you bind us together in relationships that are durable and lasting, relationships rooted in the reality of God's love, your love, God, in Christ Jesus. So hold us, heal us, move us, nudge us, and provoke us if you must. But in all things, push us to seek your way, to be your people, to live in the power and the wonder of your loving grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join me
in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Tamaki mami mailo malangi, me varoro taikine damuni, me adamaina nomuni matintu, me dagana lo mamuni burbura, me pakasa daga mailo malangi. Nisile me viki mami nisingongo na kakana rutiki mami. Nimbukoda manda nineme miradala, me pakaki mami sambukoda, were sa dagadala viki mami. Nikaku nikotiki mami gine vere, kamuni vambuli ke mami mene va, nisa nomuni na matinitu. Kena kaukaua, kena langilangi, asangani mundu. Amen.
Now is the time when we come together to share in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Friends, you know, as United Methodists, communion is kind of unique for us. In many, many faith traditions that are Christian, you have to be a member, you have to follow some rules and all of this stuff to take and receive the sacrament, but in the United Methodist Church, everyone is welcome at this table. We welcome, of course, the members of the community, but we welcome strangers, we welcome doubters, we even welcome non-believers among us to partake of this holy meal, for we believe the act of sharing this has transformative possibilities, and we invite all into the transformative power and love of God's grace in Jesus Christ. And so you are welcome. As we begin today, I hope that you have nearby you a piece of bread and a cup of juice or wine, whatever is your preference, so that when the time comes for us to share, even across the internet, that we might do so in the unity and power of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Holy God, we gather this day as your people knit together by the grace that you give us in your Son, Jesus. And we gather with hearts full of thanksgiving today, God. We're thankful for so many things, God. We're thankful that we had a place to sleep last night. Thankful we have enough to eat. Thankful that we have people who love us, that we have communities that surround us with companionship and grace. Oh, God, we could go on for days and days making list of the ways you have blessed and helped us and given us shape and meaning. But what we pray for and give thanks for in this moment is the precious gift of Jesus. God, we give you thanks that you came among us in the person of Jesus and that you, in this person of Jesus, showed us a new way of being free of coercion, free of domination, a way of being rooted in the joy and wonder of love. We're grateful that you came dancing and singing among us and laughing and showing us that this new way of being is not only possible, but that it is literally a new birth when we engage it. And God, we're so grateful for all this, and we pray this and give thanks even as we pause now, as you asked us, to remember the last night that Jesus shared a meal with his followers, that night when they were gathered around table. And Lord, we each have a different picture in our mind of what this must have looked like, but we know this. We know there was laughter around this table. Lord, we know there was tension and doubt and fear as well. And in the midst of all this, we remember that in the middle of that meal, Jesus stopped and he took a piece of bread from the table and he broke it and he blessed it and he gave thanks to you, God. And he lifted it up, and he said to those with him, take this and eat, for this is my body broken for you. And then at the close of the meal, we remember, too, that he took the cup from the table, and he lifted that up, and again he gave thanks to you, and he blessed the cup, and he lifted up the cup, and he said, drink from this, all of you. For this is the cup of a new covenant. This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Each time you do this, he said, remember me. And God, here we are. We're the ones who remember. Here we are. And we pray, God, that our remembrance never degenerates into a religious sentimentality, but that we remember truly what it means to give oneself for the healing of others. We remember the sacrifice that transformed and redeemed us, and we remember that you have called us to go and do likewise. And so, God, we pray this day for an outpouring of your Spirit on this cup, on this bread, on all of us, so that as we share this meal, we might be renewed and transformed, we might receive and embody the call to give ourselves in love as you gave yourself for us in love. So hear us, hold us, as we share this meal, in the blessed name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. And now, if you take the piece of bread and eat this, know that we are together sharing in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, take the cup and drink from it, knowing that this is the cup of a new covenant. A new covenant which dashes the rigid rules and craziness of our institutional life and calls us to a life of grace, calls us to a life of love. This is the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Amen. Lord, we have feasted upon your love and we are nourished. Help us to know and to work and to live for unity in the community, God. And help us to understand that unity is not some kind of stamped out conformity, but it is rather a life lived together, knowing that each person in their wonderfulness is stamped with the divine image, and that together we weave a tapestry of grace and hope. Together, we go forward with a call to heal this world in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've reached the time together where we celebrate all the gifts God has given us by returning a portion of our blessings for the work of God's community, our church. There are so many ways these days we can do that, and I celebrate that. You can, of course, write a check and send it to 410 D Street in Petaluma. You can, of course, write that check and drop it in the mailbox at the church office. You can go online at www.petalumaumc.org and hit the donate button and follow directions and give that way. And we even have a way now to give through texting. However you give, you know, it is a matter, I suppose, of convenience and habit. But whatever it is, know that we are grateful and that we are dedicated to use these gifts responsibly and in the wondrous ways and ministry of God's grace. I give you thanks for your generosity. Let us pray. Lord, we dedicate these gifts to your way in the world, even as we dedicate them as signs and symbols of lives, our lives committed to your way in the world. Help us to use them with extravagant generosity. Help us to always love expansively, and help us always to be the community that loves and loves and loves. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear these words of benediction. So as we go now, let us not be deluded and sucked in by the showers of conflict and division that reign around us. Let us reject the ways of anger and conflict, and let us come together in grace and wonder. And as we go, let us spread that grace and wonder everywhere we go, in the name of the Creator, and the Word, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.